This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Callan.
And Daryl.
And also, we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want, but we still have more from Barrett Brown, the at one time imprisoned for years journalist here in the United States, which is, by the way, what was it, number 43, I think, on the list of press freedoms, like 43 from the top, the United States. So by no means a free country, by no means freedom of the press. They lock this guy up, and then they just put him back into jail or into some sort of holding center recently, and he's back out. He's writing about it. We'll share some of that writing with you coming up here. But let's go back to the phones and to the fun, where we got Paul on the line in Arizona on via Skype. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Ian.
Hey.
Yeah, good show.
Thanks.
And I was listening yesterday when Daryl and the other hosts were talking about the 25th anniversary of the L.A. riots.
Yes.
I lived in L.A. during that time myself. I worked for the Los Angeles City General Services Department, who did radio and technical support for LAPD.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, so yeah, we were very involved in all that. And what I think people need to understand, there's a lot of details there that don't really, get into the story. The first thing I'd like to say is that it's quite possible to make the case that LAPD saved Rodney King's life.
By beating him?
No. Here's what happened, okay? Rodney King was driving on the freeway when caught the attention of California Highway Patrol officers, okay? They were chasing him first.
Mm-hmm.
He got off onto Foothill Boulevard up in the Sunland Tujunga area, was driving at breakneck speeds, so they were calling for backup. But he finally stopped the car, and it was the CHP officers that made the stop, got the two other passengers out of the car, and confronted Mr. King. Okay, a female officer, a CHP officer, had her gun drawn. And it's quite possible, had LAP not showed up, okay, it's possible she could have shot him before Holiday ever got his VHS camcorder spun up, and it would have been just written off as just another officer-involved shooting of a crazy drug-induced suspect after a high-speed dangerous chase. But LAPD, because once he got off the freeway, was in the city of L.A., LAPD now had jurisdiction.
Yeah. So you're saying that, but isn't it speculation to say that this other officer would have been so hot-headed as to just shoot this man? Hello? Do we lose you? Paul?
I think we lost Paul.
I think we lost him. The connection looks good, so I don't know.
I wonder if the sound card went bad.
Very unlikely. That doesn't really happen with this sound card anymore. I mean, I suppose it's a remote possibility, but anyway, maybe we can get Paul back there because, I mean, obviously, even though he worked for the city, he wasn't there during that particular incident. Mm-hmm. And unless you were actually there and you know how intense that scene
well,
was.
Well, he did say that the one female CHP officer did have her gun drawn.
I think I hear Paul, are you back?
Apparently, yeah, there was some kind of glitch, but I seem to be sending again.
Okay, so
was it the same cat?
Just because the officer has a gun drawn doesn't mean that she's going to, shoot the person.
No.
The first rule of gun safety
is,
one of the three rules of gun safety is don't draw the gun unless you're prepared to shoot.
I understand that, but that doesn't apply when it comes to the police, who frequently will draw their gun.
It should.
Well, frequently will draw their gun to stop someone from doing something that, otherwise might lead to them being shot. It's sort of a way to escalate a situation to let someone know, hey, buddy, you know, you're stepping too far past right. whatever boundary and you need to stop. And, you know, if he keeps charging at the person or whatever, I don't know what was happening there, right?
Right.
But let's just say that, you know, he was in somehow, or the officer believed that she was in danger. And we certainly know cops lie about this stuff, right? The cops
Correct.
Will say, oh, my life was in danger, so I had to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
If indeed, you know, he was coming at her and she says, sir, I'm telling you, stop, you know, coming, draws her gun, and he keeps coming, at a certain point, she has a right to shoot that guy.
Or it could have been a thing of, step out of the vehicle, put your hands where I can see them, turn around,
too.
Get on the ground. I said, put your hands where I can see them, yep. get on the ground. Well, how am I supposed to get on the ground without bracing myself with my hands?
No, I understand. And I say, I'm just saying that it could have gone down that way.
It okay. could have. It could have. Or, you know, maybe it wouldn't have. And either way, as you pointed out, and I'm not saying this would have been necessarily a better turnout, but if indeed that had not been video recorded, as you said, it would just be another officer involved shooting, officer's word versus, you know, the witnesses on the scene, and it never would have gotten the same play in the media. It was the video of Rodney King being beaten. You know, because it's
right.
not unusual for the cops to beat somebody in the streets of Los Angeles, surely, but it was unusual at that time in the early 1990s.
Yes.
I forget which year
92.
It was. 92.
It was 25 years ago.
Yeah, so at that time, it was very unusual for anyone to have a video camera, especially one that they could get in a quick manner to record a situation. So that's
Correct.
What was so unique about that. Now, every week we've got multiple police beating
yeah.
and, you know, police outrage
yeah.
Videos, you know, across the board.
Yeah.
So, I mean, interesting
yeah, well,
speculation, Paul. But go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. This was a big deal. The chase lasted for quite a while. It was mm-hmm. it was late at night. But like they had a LAPD helicopter, you know, had been mobilized at this point. So, you know, there was a big commotion. So Halliday, you know, figured there's something going on out there, you know.
So he had his camera ready. Got his camera ready. Okay.
But as I said, the whole thing could have gone down quicker, you know, real fast. Had LAPD not taken over and said, look, you know, put your gun away. We got this, you know, and they did not approach him armed and they used the batons instead.
Well,
and
that's not armed.
Yeah, I mean, this created the video that we all saw. Okay?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think the word armed, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I don't think the word armed has to do with having guns necessarily, right?
No,
you can be armed with other things.
Generally,
armed with
guns and large sword things.
So a baton doesn't count as being armed?
I'm not sure if baton falls under the classical definition of arms.
All right. But I bet you there's a secondary definition where it probably would. I don't know,
no,
man. It seems like a reach. It really does seem like a reach to, you know, to try to give LAPD any credit for doing something
on
this.
I'm not trying to say that LAPD was totally blameless.
Okay.
And that
just because they showed up. I mean, basically the only thing you
yeah.
can give them credit for is showing up. Everything else they did after that was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm just pointing out this detail that most people don't know,
okay.
is that the whole thing could have been over and he could have been dead and none of the
other
stuff.
Or the reverse could have happened, or you know the cop drew down on him because again that's typical, right? is after a chase they draw down on whoever is in that car because
right.
the claim is going to be this person was putting people in danger by traveling at high speeds. Of course the cops were also traveling at high speeds, but regardless they're going to claim that you know the person was putting people in danger, they are a dangerous person, we're going to act as though this person is, you know, a danger to himself or others,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to draw down on him. If he then follows the instructions, which maybe he would or would not, I don't remember. I remember hearing something about crack cocaine. I don't know if that was involved, but
yeah. Well, there is evidence that he was under the influence of at least alcohol, if
right.
not other things.
But it's possible that he would have followed the one, you know, the cop's instructions, gotten down, and then been cuffed and taken away without incident. So, I mean, that's also a possibility.
I'm totally correct.
Yeah.
You're totally correct. Yeah. But
Paul,
I'm just saying that the way that the conversation went down on the show last night. Yeah,
okay.
I thought I'd bring out these other little details.
Thank you for the call tonight.
Your audience.
I appreciate it. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Dictionary.com, definition of armed. What do you got over there?
Well, I pulled up the definition of arms,
yep.
which says weapons or armaments. I pulled up the definition of armament, which says arms, weapons of war, weaponry, firearms, guns, ordnance, cannons, artillery, munitions, instruments of war, war machines, military supplies, material. I would say club definitely fits this definition.
Club certainly fits weapons. Armament sounds more like gun-type stuff. But, definition of armed is, number one, bearing firearms and having weapons. Having weapons. Mm-hmm. And let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on.
on in toll-free. Join us right here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you may Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Callan,
and Daryl.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi Nakamoto's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach by using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited. You're casting a vote against the current development team. You can learn more about all that at Bitcoin.com. It's a pretty deep topic, but it's also really important if you're interested in cryptocurrency and interested specifically in Bitcoin to learn about what's going on behind the scenes. Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls, your thoughts, it's Heather. She is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Is it me now?
Yes, it is you now. Here you are.
Oh, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi, Callan. I wanted to say hello.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Tonight.
So, Heather, what's on your mind?
Well, actually, I went to Taco Biondo today and got some amazing tacos because it's Cinco de Mayo, and I had a conversation with somebody and was like, I really have no idea why this holiday is celebrated. And so I heard a couple of, theories as to why it's celebrated, and I thought I would ask you guys. I heard it's something to do with Mexican soldiers.
You know, there's
Mexican
this cool thing called the Internet. Where, we could ask Callan because he's the one of the three hosts who's actually spent the most time in Mexico, so he might know.
And you're going to laugh because I really don't know much about it. See, the thing about Mexico is, like, they have so many holidays. They have, like, a holiday, like, every 16 days. So,
right.
Like,
wow.
It's hard for me to keep up with it.
Here's the really funny thing about Cinco de Mayo. Here's the really funny thing. It's not a big holiday
in Mexico.
It is a celebration of the Battle of Pueblo, and in Pueblo they have some kind of celebration, but it's really only a beer propaganda thing to get you to drink really bad beer. It's an excuse to eat tacos and make jokes about putting mayonnaise in your kitchen sink.
I never need an excuse to eat tacos, but...
At Taco Biondo today, the good news is I spoke with the owner there, and she said that she is looking to get set up with Bitcoin, though.
Yay.
She needs to talk to you soon.
Well, that is what we like to hear. Of course, New Hampshire, a real Bitcoin hotspot for people that love cryptocurrency. And if you love liberty, you really need to get up here because we need more cryptocurrency advocates on the ground going to whatever businesses they go to and just asking the question. Whenever you're checking out at some business, hey, are you taking Bitcoin yet? Do you accept Bitcoin here? And just kind of put the idea into people's head, because if they only hear it from one person, it's meaningless.
Yeah.
But if they hear it from three or five of their customers, then they're going to start to take it seriously. They're going to take the time to look at it because it's hard to get a business owner to stop and think about something new, right? Unless it has to do directly with something about that is affecting their business currently.
Yeah.
If it's some sort of speculative thing in the future, like Bitcoin would be, like, oh, here's this other payment thing that I could take, but do I really need to take it? I mean, they're not going to spend much brain time thinking about that,
right?
Unless they have a reason to do so, and that reason has to be more than one customer. It has to be somebody, a few different customers saying something to them, and we've seen real success with just a small core group of Bitcoiners here in the Keene area. We have become the Keene area in New Hampshire, not only the biggest Bitcoin area of all of New Hampshire, but arguably the most Bitcoin accepting businesses per capita are here in Keene compared to the rest of the world that I'm aware of. I want to know if I'm wrong about that, but as far as like per capita, if you go to coinmap.org and you actually look, you can count. They have the icons on the map of how many businesses in a given area are accepting Bitcoin. We've got more than San Francisco. And if you go and you look at the top 10 list. If you search for, like, top 10 Bitcoin cities, San Francisco always ranks as number one, and they always use the coin map as their example. But obviously they're only looking at major cities when they run those numbers, because they're not considering little old Keene, New Hampshire, with population 25,000, which, again, per capita, we just dominate San Francisco.
Right.
I mean, and that's just with a handful of activists here. Imagine, you know, the Bitcoin mecca that New Hampshire can be if we have another 100 or, 200 Bitcoiners here active pushing the idea of Bitcoin in the streets. Heather, thanks for sharing that tonight. So, yeah, Cinco de Mayo, not as popular in Mexico as you might have thought.
Right.
So we'll see you next week, and thank you for the call tonight.
And September 16th is the Mexican Independence Day. There's a lot of people that think, Cinco de Mayo is Mexican 4th of July.
No.
No, it's not.
Now, who do they gain independence from? Spain?
Well, which Spain. Time?
Mm-hmm. Which time, okay.
Because there was an independence from Spain, there was later an independence from France, and...
Interesting. Yeah. See, I didn't know that about them.
Yeah, I didn't know that France was involved either.
Yeah, there was actually the Battle of Pueblo was when France was trying to basically reconquer Mexico.
Huh.
And also during the battle, May 5th, 1862, the French military, because that was during the American Civil War, and the Union had a blockade on Confederate ports, and the French were actually coming to try to assist the Confederates. They could not land in any of the Confederate ports, so they had to go through Mexico. And that's actually part of why there were French troops in Mexico that were trying to come help the Confederates, and the Mexican military basically prevented them from doing so.
So, if you want to join us, whether you want to talk about history or anything that is on your mind, you can. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Sarah. She's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sarah.
Yeah, I just want to mention that our state, so they banned speeding bans on state highways, but they take half of the money from the city tickets on the city roads. Now, does that
okay, hold on. Sense? Let me clarify here. You're saying the state government takes half the money if the city writes a ticket, but now state roads, there's no speeding ticket vans allowed.
Right. So, for example, Rio Rancho, they have 8 speeding vans, but they're only put on the city street, city roads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are 2, 520 and 380, they're state highways, and they go right through Rio Rancho city line. But, see, the state, they prohibit it. So it's like, that's a state road, you can't touch it, you can't put speeding vans or do nothing with it, even if it's going through Rio Rancho.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that the state government there in New Mexico has banned the use of the speeding vans on state highways. Now, if they would only take it further and ban them across the state, I think that would be even better. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype. So you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Callan,
and Daryl.
So we can talk about a lot of stuff here. You can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up anything that you want. But let's get back to the original story that we opened the show up with, and we never really got into what Barrett Brown has to say. He is the journalist who was put in jail, federal prison, for the dastardly crime of posting a link in a chat room. I mean, that's what this guy did, and it seems like a clear violation of his free speech, but amazingly, he ended up in prison over this, and he got out a little while back and was on probation, and then last week we reported that he'd been arrested after visiting the probation office, and it wasn't sure, you know, we weren't exactly sure as to why. It comes out that apparently they're mad because he was doing interviews without asking permission first, and so what he said to the bureaucrats was, I want to see the statute. I want to see the rule from the Bureau of Prisons that says I've got to get permission before I can do an interview. So He says, the next morning, this is an article he wrote from dmagazine.com. He says, the crew from Vice magazine met me at D Magazine, and we began shooting for an episode of Cyber War to be aired next September. On camera, I called both of these bureaucrats that he'd been talking to, leaving messages to the effect that I still hadn't heard from them on this imaginary program statement, and wondering aloud if Lou Jan, who is the Bureau of Prisons representative, Luz Lujan, wondering aloud if Lou Jan might not be perhaps thinking of an entirely different form, one which a news media representative is required to submit to a prison in order to gain access to an inmate on the prison grounds. Now, that makes sense because in a prison, they have total control over that facility.
Correct.
And asking for ID from, you know, or a permission slip from a media representative is pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I didn't hear back from either Dean or Lou Jan over the following days. The next Wednesday, when I was summoned to the Volunteers of America for a random drug test, I saw the director, Merrill Wells. He asked me if I'd gotten the forms taken care of, and I told him I needed to speak with him about that. He said he had a meeting right then, and I said perhaps it'd be best if the matter were discussed in some more formal manner anyway. He replied he would, in fact, be available to speak right then. I briefly explained the BOP's request, facilitated by Dean, who was one of the other bureaucrats, was illegal and contrary to both BOP policy, as put forth in the program statement, as well as all current readings of the Constitution, as even applied to inmates, and reminded him that I'd been doing interviews without any approval whatsoever for 4 years, both from prison and from his halfway house. Because, again, if you're in jail and you call up Vice, or you call up Free Talk Live, or whatever, you don't have to ask anyone's permission to make a phone call and do an over-the-phone interview.
Right.
Unless you're in a communications management unit, in which case they're not going to let you do any kind of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
But going on here, he says that, so also from the halfway house, and that his staff had been well aware of these things happening. He said that he had not been aware of this, and that they were merely required to report any press interviews, and that this was laid out in their operating guidelines. After urinating in a cup for the glory of the state, I walked back to Ms. Dean's office to see the forms that she had been given. Dean was in Wells' office across the hall, and the two were speaking with some degree of agitation. Though I couldn't make out what they were saying other than my name, which I consider the most wondrous of sounds and to which I've trained my ears, the two came out and they were surprised to see me. I reminded Dean she told me to pick up these forms. We all went into her office, and I again explained why their position was criminal and immoral and whatnot, but I took the forms with me. That afternoon, I received a call from both of them, which I recorded, and he posts a link to it. As can be heard, Dean tells me that my failure to fill out one of the two forms and to require media representatives to fill out and submit the other before interviewing me would be regarded as a refusal. Here, she refers to refusing an order, that type of infraction. I reply at inimitable length and unwieldiness of tongue that if the state and its servants believe that a refusal to comply with unconstitutional and imaginary rules that the state itself refuses to identify constitutes a refusal, then by golly, what a wonderful world we've created for ourselves.
Hold on. So let me see if I understand this correctly. He's saying that I've not refused because
I haven't gotten
nobody ever gave me the correct form,
right,
and they never showed me the policy.
Yeah, I guess they gave him forms finally, but yeah,
it
he never was shown the
right
policy.
Form.
And well, he was never shown the policy anyway.
Right, but the form he got was not even the right form.
Well, on this day in question, he did receive the forms in question.
Ah, okay.
From the bureaucrat. Mm. So he finally got the forms, but they never showed him the policy.
Correct. Okay.
So he says, then I informed them that I'm recording the conversation and will be submitting it, he says. Now, he says, I hadn't actually decided what one does with a recording of this sort, but that's what he told them. And that's my right to do so, which it is, he says. Laws on recording vary from state to state, but in Texas, one doesn't even have to inform the other party, which I do just for fun, he writes. Afterward, I went on a Houston-Dallas radio show hosted by Kenny Webster, who was filling in for some other fellow and whose other program, Pursuit of Happiness, I appear on about once a week. I explained the situation up to this point, and we attempted to get Mr. Lou Jan on the phone, but only got as far as, or excuse me, I guess Luz is a female, I apologize, only got as far as her voicemail message, which we promptly mocked. Shortly after that, I received another call from Ms. Dean, who said Lou Jan wanted to do a conference call. And he recorded that and posted that here. It was relatively short since Lu Jian hung up after I told her that I would not speak to her or any BOP official without recording on my end. And this is common, by the way, for people that have never actually taken the time to record a conversation with a bureaucrat. It's very common that when you tell a bureaucrat that you're recording the call, they will terminate the conversation.
Correct. Especially if it's something that they don't want anybody knowing what they're saying. Now, if you just call up and, you know, tell the clerk at City Hall, hey, I'm recording this call, how much is a dog license? You know, that's basically public info. They'll be
most
like $5.
They'll be okay, but not always. Sometimes they just don't like being recorded,
right.
And whether they have something to hide or not, sometimes they just don't like it, and they'll hang up. So,
and that begs a good question, Ian. We could talk about recording calls, because typically most states, I believe, they have the whole kind of either one-party or two-party consent.
That's right.
Of recording phone calls. You know, what do y'all think overall about recording phone calls? Do you think no phone calls should be recorded, or do you think they should? Because I mean, I think people can look at it both ways.
Well, there are a lot of people who want to protect privacy of conversations, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to interacting with a government bureaucrat, I think they should all be on the record.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
I think that every one of those mm-hmm. calls that you make to a government bureaucrat should be on the record, because you never know what's going to come out of that bureaucrat's mouth. I mean, it could be a threat. It could be a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a conversation earlier we talked about in the first hour where you were lied to in person. And so whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person, mm-hmm. I fully recommend that people document their interactions with these people, because they are it's so common that bureaucrats will be dishonest. Or maybe they're just misinformed. Mm-hmm. Maybe the bureaucrat themselves doesn't actually know what the law says. That's very common, where they themselves
Correct.
Have no clue. But they're just spouting off of what they think it might say. They may have been told incorrectly by a higher-up. Mm-hmm. They may misremember.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say that every time the bureaucrat is lying, but ultimately misinformation is frequently given by bureaucrats. And if you don't have a record of it,
right.
then they could say anything they want to about what you said to them.
Right.
They could make up that you insulted them or right. were rude to them, even though you weren't.
Right.
And if they're rude to you or they insult you, you can't prove that either.
So you're saying phone calls recorded specifically regarding government, but elsewhere, what do you do you think that should be private to people?
I think that it depends on the circumstance, mm-hmm. right? Like if you're talking with somebody who you are a friend with, mm-hmm. then there's probably no reason to record that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking with somebody who, let's say, is a business and you want to get something on the record because you've been treated poorly in the past,
mm-hmm.
I think you should be able to record
mm-hmm.
Those calls.
Mm-hmm.
But in some states, it's illegal to record without informing the other party, and so you get in some hot water if you do. We're coming up.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Callan,
and Daryl.
You can save big time on your Amazon purchases. Here's how you do it. And when I say big time, I mean like 20, 25%, maybe even more. What you do is you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. And you load up your Amazon cart or your wish list on Amazon. You copy the wish list URL, you put it into saveatpurse.com, and then you select your discount. So if you want to save 20%, in my experience, I'm usually able to save that amount of money, have the products ordered for me within a matter of no more than a day at 20%, sometimes just a few hours. If I want like 25%, it might take a couple days, if possible, and then if you get up higher than that, you could be waiting a week. But if you want something right then, you can get the purse instant and save 5%. You can choose 10, 15, whatever you want, whatever discount you want, up to 33%. It's possible, and it happens, and I do it all the time, and it's amazing. I've done it more than 80 times in more than 2 years at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Also, now available at saveatpurse.com. They also have merchants. So they started out as just only a Amazon discount thing. Oh, by the way, you have to have cryptocurrency to shop at saveatpurse.com. So if you don't have Bitcoin or one of the other competitors to Bitcoin, you can't save big time on Amazon. If you don't have crypto, then just go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can shop normally through Amazon there, and we'll benefit from that. But saveatpurse.com also has Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. the DVD copy that only about 120 remain. And so far, I haven't had anybody test it out. I've not had anyone order a copy of Derek J's on DVD. This is the first time they've been available online for Bitcoin. So if you've been wanting to get a copy of the DVD for this epic documentary, which you can watch for free online, which may be why some people don't want to buy the DVD, but DVD is a great way to loan this out or give it as a gift. So if you've got some loved ones who've got a birthday coming up, or you know, some other excuse to give someone a gift, maybe a graduation present, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Mother's Day.
There you go. Perfect for mom and dad. But yeah, you can go and grab it for Bitcoin at saveitpurse.com. It's $9 worth of Bitcoin plus a couple dollars to ship.
$2 shipping.
Yeah.
So it's a total of 11. I just pulled it up.
Yep.
So if you type in just crime spree, it's the first
option. Perfect. So maybe somebody will try that out. We'll ship it straight from the LRN studio, and I'll slip in some LRN Free Talk Live, a couple bumper stickers, and you know, some other stuff in there, too. All right, so toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're sharing the piece here from Barrett Brown. He's a reporter who's been harassed by the federal government, put in prison for posting a link in a chat room once upon a time. He got out of prison, was on probation, and is subsequently rearrested a couple of weeks ago for, according to the bureaucrats, for not letting them know when he had interviews. And he points out to them in a discussion that he had with some of these bureaucrats is that he's been doing interviews from the federal prison without telling the prison officials. And he asked them.
Oh, so you're admitting to having violated prison policies.
Yeah. Well, he asked to see those policies, and he was never shown those policies. He was given
they're
forms.
They're not written down. They're, you know, it's an oral tradition.
Yeah, we make crap
here
up.
In the Department of Prisons.
Make it up as they go along.
Lying ethers.
So back to the story here from
we're not lying. We're just making it up.
Magazine, dmagazine.com. So they and he's got all these calls, these discussions with these bureaucrats. He's posting them in these articles.
Good.
We're not playing those for you, but if you want to hear what actually went down beyond just his summary, you can actually do this, and we'll post this story on our Facebook and Twitter, so you can dig deeper into this than we'll be able to do. Mm-hmm. So he's talking to a couple different bureaucrats named Dean and Lujan. These are their last names. And he says, I told Lujan, Lujan hung up, and after I told her that I wouldn't speak to her or any BOP official after without recording on my end, and that at any rate we had nothing to discuss, as I merely wanted her agency to cite the rule that I was being threatened into following. Also, I wanted to play video games, which I subsequently did, after first having the two recordings sent to the Courage Foundation and Free Barrett Brown organizations to be uploaded. The next morning, I received a call from the halfway house telling me to report there immediately. I actually had to go in anyway for my twice-weekly regular check-in, but clearly this was something out of the ordinary. When I arrived, halfway staffer Woody Hostler asked me if I was recording, and I said no. Wells arrived and told me that he didn't know what was going on, but that the BOP has said I should be called in and made to wait. I made a series of calls to journalists I know, as well as to Dallas City Councilman Philip Kingston, who started looking for an attorney. At around 10 a.m., two U.S. Marshals arrived and took me into custody. I was taken to the federal building and shortly after was transferred to Seagoville Federal Correctional Institution, which we actually have a listener, or more than one, but there's one who calls the show, Matthew Shore, who's in Seagoville.
Oh, is that the guy that got the Baskin-Robbins receipts?
Oh, yeah. He's on, we got a 500-page Freedom of Information Act request that was sent to us because we're helping one of the prisoners there do Freedom of Information Acts because we're the media, so we can get better service, basically, than,
right.
Than the government can, about what is basically an ice cream scandal at Seagoville Prison, where the rules in the prisons, and this may have been the case when you were a corrections officer once upon a time, Daryl, but the rule is that they have to eat, the corrections officers have to eat the same food that the prisoners do.
Yep, we ate the same food that the prisoners did.
Right. And turns out that Seagoville has been ordering thousands of dollars worth of Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Wow.
And that Baskin-Robbins ice cream has been exclusively given, almost completely exclusively given to the guards.
No, we had that program that one time that none of the inmates showed up to.
Where they only had vanilla. And yes, you're right. That was the one time.
There was ice cream there.
That's right. That was the one time. But it wasn't available to all the inmates, only the ones who showed up for that program that nobody wants to join, which is some sort of drug and alcohol nonsense.
Right. They're like, we will knock time off of your sentence.
They'll knock a year off your sentence if you take the program.
Show up to this program. And people did not sign up for the program.
That shows you how bad of a program it is. Like, the fact that people in prison don't want to knock a year off their sentence to take this program should say something. But anyway, so Seagoville's where they took him. He says, which has two jail units for those awaiting trial, sentencing, or further transfer, and where I spent the bulk of 2014 writing columns for D Magazine. Incidentally, I caught up on a great deal of high-quality prison gossip over the next 4 days, including updates on people I wrote about in past columns.
I wonder if Barrett Brown knows about the ice cream thing.
It's a good question.
That's who you should contact.
Should email it
because
to
him. Remember, we've been discussing of, you know, like, how do we get this made public? Contact Barrett. Hey, Barrett, you were in this prison.
You might be interested in this 500-page
FOIA request about ice cream.
So, like the redneck Muslim gangster with whom I shared a cell in the SHU.
Will Coley's not in prison.
Special housing unit after our demonstration against a deranged guard and who flooded our cell in the course of a mini jihad against our captors. I shall resist the urge to digress, though it is strong. All of that will be covered in a separate piece a bit later. At no point during my incarceration was I provided with any written explanation as to why I'd been arrested. One staffer was able to tell me the marshals had been told by the BOP that I had, quote, refused an order, unquote. But no such infraction report materialized, whereas in nearly all circumstances such a report must be filed and provided to an inmate within 24 hours of the incident. Meanwhile, David Siegel of Hines and Boone, whom D Magazine publisher Wick Allison had retained for my use, had initiated communications with other BOP officials with a firmer understanding than Ms. Lujan, of what they'd gotten themselves into, and made clear the matter would be brought before a judge if I were not released immediately. Thus it was that on Monday morning, the counselor at Seagoville's J2 jail unit summoned me to his office and told me, quote, you won. Get your stuff ready. You're leaving, unquote. Woody Hostler, the aforementioned halfway house staffer, had to pick me up in his car and take me back to Hutchins, where I was given a breathalyzer and drug test before being cajoled into meeting with Wells, who this time had some other fellow in his office with him whom he identified vaguely as his new program director. After commenting that I, quote, look mad, unquote, Wells said that the BOP wanted me to sign two forms. I asked him what would happen if I didn't. He replied that in that case we would be, quote, back where we started, unquote, and that he would have to call the BOP. I asked who the BOP had told him all this, and he said that Lujan was absent that day and someone else was acting in her role. I spent about 2 minutes trying to get him to admit that I was being threatened with yet another unlawful arrest if I failed to sign these two inappropriate forms, an idea that he attempted to depict as wholly silly. I asked, for instance, if I could take the forms with me and talk to my attorney first. He would only reply that he would have to call the BOP if I didn't sign them right there and then. Finally, I told him I would sign the forms if I were allowed to take copies with me. He agreed to this, all the while taking pains to note that he's, quote, not my enemy, unquote, a regular refrain of his. These latest forms may be seen here. He links to those. One, the release of information consent I had already signed at my own insistence 5 months prior when Lujan was telling reporters she couldn't talk about my situation until I signed it. The other was of the two forms I'd originally been asked to. It was one of the two forms I'd originally been asked to sign, the news interview authorization. We'll tell you a little bit more here from Barrett Brown on his odyssey back into prison in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.